countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
But first, I'm here in Cora in West Cork, just outside Skibbereen, and it's a beautiful summer's day. And in the background, you can probably hear a tractor turning hay ready for baling tomorrow in this good weather. But let's go back to March 2015. It was Mother's Day. It was a Sunday morning. And Eileen O'Driscoll, it's a morning which changed your life.
That's right. We'd just come home from Mass and we decided we'd go and check our suckler herd of limousine cows. And we had hoped to go that evening to a dance in Dunmanway. So some cows were after calving and others were due to calve. But when we got there, we decided we'd bring one cow home in case there'd be any calving difficulty. And the next thing I knew, I was on the ground. No recollection of coming for me or coming behind me or anything. I was flat on the ground.
You were in the field among these freshly calved cows and their calves.
Yes. No thought of health and safety at that stage, unfortunately.
And were you on your own, Eileen?
No, I had been there earlier twice on my own that day. But thankfully this time Pádraig, my husband, was with me. And only that he was there, I would hate to think what would happen.
You were in the field.
Yeah.
What's your last memory, or do you remember what happened?
I remember every bit of it very, very clearly. We were saying we'll bring this cow in now in case anything would happen and she'd need veterinary assistance. And then I landed on the ground. My glasses got broken. So Pádraig was just a bit behind me and he came running up. And then the cows had all gathered round and they were really angry at this stage. And he, with a stick in one hand, he was fighting off the herd of cows and he had to roll me down under electric fence wire to get me out to safety. And then he had to drag me another 5 metres to get me behind a furze bush away from the cows.
Had you realised as you were knocked to the ground what had happened to you?
I had realised I was in trouble. But my biggest thing was I couldn't turn or look. My glasses were gone and I had no idea what part of the field I was in or where I was. And then, unfortunately, we didn't have our mobile phones, so Pádraig had to go home to call the emergency services, which I'll be indebted to for the rest of my life. And he had me behind the furze bush, and I knew I was alone. I was terrified. I was wondering. I was trying to get up. And then I found a strange sensation in my mouth, and putting up my hand, I discovered it was blood coming from a gash I had received in my forehead, which required 14 stitches later that evening at Cork University Hospital.
And we'll move on to that in a moment. Now, we're sitting here in your beautiful garden beside your B&B, which runs alongside the farm here, Pádraig. So where this accident happened is right behind your head, about 600 metres across the farmyard into the field where the cattle were. So you take me back to that moment and you're coming behind Eileen, going to help her bring home a cow, and what did you come across?
Well, I was only a few metres away, and when Eileen called to say that she was in trouble, by the few metres, by the time I got to her, there was a whole herd of cows working on her.
She was able to shout.
But she was on the ground, so there was a whole herd of cows. So I just had to fight them off as best I could, but Eileen was stretched on the ground, and her face was covered with blood. That's the reality of it. And certainly, but definitely I know for a fact that Eileen had gone through those cows twice earlier that day on her own. And were it not for the fact that I was so close that to body parts we'd be collecting.
And what did you proceed to do then? What sort of instinct did you have?
Well, the instinct was, first of all, to get the cows back from around Eileen, and then to get her out of there. And the fact that Eileen couldn't get up, and I couldn't physically lift her totally because I had to fight off the cows with one hand, and all I could do was roll Eileen down the field with the other hand in. And I suppose, looking back on it, any damage the cows didn't do, I did manage to do it, but for the lesser of two evils, really.
Yeah.
And then you see, the anger was up with the cows, and I had to actually drag her then behind the furze bush out of the sight of the angry cows.
Thankfully, he did get home and he did call the emergency services, and they were wonderful.
And all this time you remain conscious?
Completely conscious. I was totally alert. I was under the bush and I thought Paddy would never come back. You know, and I was trying to get up. I kept trying to get up. If that happened to Padraig, I would not be able to lift him or drag him or pull him. I'd have to lie down beside him and die with him.
Padraig raced back to the house to raise the alarm. Soon paramedics arrived from Skibbereen. But Eileen's injuries were so severe, it was decided to airlift her to Cork University Hospital, where she underwent surgery, followed by months of rehabilitation.
I had multiple fractures and gash in my forehead, and it's one thing I hate talking about, my injuries. But the worst part for me after coming back from hospital was not being able to walk on my own. And especially at night, I needed two people to put me in and out of bed. Mm. And nights were the worst because I would desperately need to get out, and I hated calling my family, and then they would come running, and that really was so emotional.
You felt as if you were losing your dignity, to
absolutely,
your independence.
And I was a person used to climbing gates rather than going over them. I was fit and active, and all of a sudden I was lying flat and couldn't do anything for myself. And while they came, they had to put on this guard on me. I mean, I couldn't walk, you know, without this bodyguard. And it was so painful getting me out of bed, trying to put it on, going so slowly. It was all so much against what I was used to doing. And it was very, very hard.
It was better than what could have happened to you. You once they assessed you and realised that you had fractures, the helicopter was sent for. What were your injuries, Eileen? I know you don't like talking about them, but what
happened? I had multiple fractures.
To your back?
Yes.
And ribs?
Yeah, my ribs, yeah. I think the fact that so many guests had booked into the bed and breakfast, and then they all were ringing up to know, you know, what's happening and that, and they would say to me like, oh, we'll be no trouble. You know us, we were with you before. And I'd have to explain, I can't open my front door, I can't walk on my own. And then I would wonder, when, if ever, will I walk again? And that was very hard for somebody that was so fit and active. It was just awful. But then my sister was a nurse, and I had to do a lot of physiotherapy. And she was wonderful because I would have taken a lot of shortcuts, and there was no shortcuts for her.
Yeah.
So it really paid in the end.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be forever grateful, you know, for the help. And what was so important as well was the wonderful neighbours and the kindness I received from so many people. And it was like the offers of help and the kindness and the good wishes and the cards that really, really helped me. And the importance of reaching out now to people who are in trouble is very much on my mind. Thankfully,
yeah,
the magical day arrived when I was able to walk again, and I will treasure that memory for the rest of my life.
And Eileen, as somebody that, you know, has been on a farm all your life and in and out with cattle, has it changed your attitude? Are you able to go into a field of cattle now?
Unfortunately, that's the one regret I have. I no longer can go in to a field of cattle because there is no way ever in my life I would risk that happening again, even if there were as quiet as mice. Never.
You didn't see it happening, Padraig, but obviously what happened was it was the cow, no bull involved here, which traditionally are involved in accidents involving farm animals. This was a mother protecting her calf that obviously knocked Eileen over.
That's right, yeah. And of course, I suppose to a certain extent, looking back on it, you could say it was fun to some of these cows. It certainly wasn't fun to us humans. But once one got started, the whole herd moved in on it. Then you see, but in reality, if we study into it, all they were doing was protecting their babies. And I think that is something that the message we must always try to get across in farming. Watch the freshly calved cow, because believe you me, she is lethal.
I mean, I thought anybody got injured with a cow before or a bull were stupid people. Then I realised, here I am, thinking it could never happen to me. And all of a sudden I'm on the ground.
And is life good now?
Life is brilliant now. Thank you very much, Damien. It's brilliant. And I appreciate every single day being able to get out of bed on my own, dress on my own, use the bathroom on my own, go walking on my own. do my walk on my own. It's a miracle. I'm living a miracle now every day of my life, thankfully.
And Padraig, when you go into a field of cattle now, do you always get the flashback?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you still have to. These are memories that will never leave you. Mm. Believe you me, anybody listening to this podcast, these are memories that will never leave.
We're going to leave it there. And thank you both very much for chatting to me. And as I said, I'm glad to see you looking so good again, Eileen and Padraig. Thanks very much and enjoy the rest of the good weather.
If it saves a life or prevents an accident, it's well worthwhile.
Wise words there from Padraig O'Driscoll and his wife Eileen. They have a lovely B&B down there at Coolbawn Lodge, and they still are involved in farming in Skibbereen. And they were chatting to me as Farm Safety Week begins on Monday. And the message this year is to rethink safety. Agriculture, as we know, remains the most dangerous workplace. And as we speak, we are aware that there are families all over the country that are grieving the loss of loved ones in accidents this summer. This is the ninth year of this multi-agency campaign in Ireland and across the UK. And for more details, do just take a couple of minutes to go to ifa.ie/FSW for Farm Safety Week. That's the letters FSW21.